Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia and Jasmine with the 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, experts are calling for changes to be made to e-scooter safety standards, including full-face helmets, as studies found that dangerous speeds and riding behaviors lead to life-changing facial and head injury. According to a study from the Jameson Trauma Institute, one-third of riders in the ER went above the scooter's legal speed threshold of 25 kilometers an hour, while 65% of appearances claimed they had been wearing a helmet. The RACQ are calling for full-face helmets to be used on private scooters and rentals to be made sit-down only. Queensland is among the states with the highest road death tolls, with Australia on track to record its deadliest year on the roads in a decade. Figures show a rising trend of fatalities in which Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria have the highest numbers, with only Victoria reporting fewer deaths than last year. 1,063 people have died on Australian roads so far this year, and experts say the number is likely to rise in the holiday season. In national news, a deal with AirAsia, which would have brought more international flights to the Northern Territory, has fallen through after months of negotiation, with the Darwin Airport blaming ongoing runway works. Darwin's Airport Development Group was accused earlier this week of charging high costs to airlines to land, which Virgin Australia said would not incentivize airlines to grow services. Darwin Airport maintained the importance of the infrastructure works, described as once in a generation, set to be completed mid-2025, where other carriers will be approached.
The South Australian government has announced an $18 million drought support package as farmers across the southern state are experiencing one of the driest years on record. The package would allow farmers to claim 75% of costs related to the drought, up to $5,000. Some farmers are concerned that the support would only be helpful to those with the money to spend first. South Australian producers suffered financial losses again this year as frost caused widespread crop losses. In international news, a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah is to start in a couple hours, 1 p.m. Australian time, 4 a.m. Lebanon time. The agreement ends more than a year of ongoing violence, which began by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant and parliamentary group, started launching strikes against Israel on October 8th, stating that they would continue as long as Israel conducted its genocide of the people of Gaza. The Lebanon ceasefire agreement requires Israeli troops to withdraw from South Lebanon, and Hezbollah would pull back from the southern border of the Litani River. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated, "The length of the ceasefire depends on what happens in Lebanon. We will enforce the agreement and respond forcefully to any violation. We will continue until victory." He continued that he would reportedly, Israel intensifies attacks on Lebanon during the days before reaching a ceasefire deal. Zain Bazravi, a Lebanese journalist, said Israeli attacks across Lebanon in the recent days were more powerful, more destructive, more frequent, and happening more often without warning, leaving people no time to get out of the way of Israeli missiles and drones. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
If your list of hobbies is looking a bit scary,